Remember when I used to cold open these podcasts with no music? And it kind of signified that it was like an important podcast of sorts. Well, I was going through some music. I heard this one. I like this. It's kind of vibey to me. But welcome back to my podcast. Glad that you're here. I'm glad that I'm here because I haven't had this Rodecaster plugged in for like a month. And the truth of it is that I've just been so messed up, man. Like, just depressed. A lot of anxiety. That's the reality of the situation. And that's why I haven't podcasted in like a month. It's why I haven't like really put out any videos on my solo channel or Instagrammed anything or, you know, anything like that. I think that kind of all this started a while back, and maybe I was just kind of in denial, and I was kind of just like, I was just like, you know, just trying to push through it and just trying to figure out, like, you know, like this can't really be like a thing. Like, maybe I'm just having a bad day, and then you have like so many bad days. And it's just like, all right, maybe it's just not a bad day. Maybe there's more to this. And I kind of knew. I was like, okay, the last time this Rodecaster was out of its case was like the end of June. I was on vacation, and I was doing a podcast with my cousin, and we packed this thing up. I almost forgot it in South Carolina. That would have really been bad. But I haven't taken it out of the box since then. And there's a bigger meaning to that. You know, I just been in such a funk, man. I don't really know, like, what it's all about. I mean, I could guess. I could say, well, you know, it could be a number of things. But, you know, we entered, let's see, this is August 4th. I'm putting this, recording this. I don't know if I'm actually going to put it out the same day or if it'll just come out on Thursday. I might just say screw it and just put it out, just to put it out, because I haven't put one out in a month. But I think part of it was like, you know, I'm going to be 39 in like, let's see, 23 days. I'll be 39 in 23 days. And there's a lot about that that just kind of screws with me, I think. And you add that up with just like my overall situation. You know, I kind of had like one of those like thoughts in my mind, like, it's kind of not where I thought I'd be by the time I'm this age. Like, I thought I would be in one spot and I'm in a different spot. And it's not even that I'm in a bad spot necessarily. I think I just had higher expectations and I failed to deliver on those. I think I let myself down in many ways, if I'm being honest. I will say, though, that this past year, because yesterday was the 1 year anniversary of Gary and Larry's Edible Adventures YouTube channel, and the channel's been doing well. We crossed 432 subscribers on our 1 year anniversary. And that's incredible. To me, that's just, wow. 1 year going nonstop, learning, adjusting, and just keep on going. That's where we're at. So that blows me away. But in that process of, you know, making videos and editing videos, like, I really decided, because, you know, over the last, let's just say, what is this now? My 14th year of content creation. This is my 14th year. A lot of people don't know that. You either know me as a guy on Twitter, which is kind of where I've been hanging out mostly. Some of you know me as that guy on Instagram that used to post fitness selfies. And some of you know me as the guy from YouTube, although that's a smaller audience, like on my personal one. And then there's like one or two people that know me from my old wrestling stuff from like 10 years ago, 10 years plus. But yeah, it's just like in this time, in this 14 years, I feel like I finally figured it out, right? Like, I like to make videos. I like to edit videos. So this is what I want to do. But then there's a part of me that's pissed off because I'm just like, how did it take this long to get there? I'm 38. I'm soon to be 39. And, you know, I don't want to say time's running out, because I know that, you know, you can accomplish a lot, especially when you put your mind to it. You know, you can do a lot of cool shit, like in your 40s, and some people are even doing it in their 50s. It's really up to you, like, what you want to do at that point. But there's a part of me that's like, fuck, man, how long did it take me to figure this out? Because, you know, if you look at like the creator economy right now, like all these creators are like, they're like early 20s. Some of them are even a little bit younger, and they got it figured out. I mean, it ain't perfect for them. They work their asses off for sure, but like, they have it figured out. And I'm just like, dude, if I knew a lot of this stuff back then, and a lot of this didn't exist back then, but if I knew a lot of this stuff or had an inkling of any of this stuff and actually applied myself to it on a much earlier basis, I could have been so much further along. And I'm not going to complain. I'm not going to like, you know, bitch about it, because I'm doing it now. I'm trying my hardest to just kind of like keep it going. And I've learned a lot in the last year, you know, a lot about how it works. Like when we started the channel, we had certain thoughts, certain expectations, and everything was completely different. Like, you know, how we title the videos, how we, you know, create our thumbnails, all that stuff changed. And I'm just so thankful for that experience. Like, some people might look at it and say, wow, a whole year, you only got 432 subs. Dude, I'm so freaking proud of that. But I think where my mental issues come from is, I mean, it's a lot of things, but I really think that the desire to want to do this on a full-time basis, and that's not possible right now, because, you know, we don't have the audience yet. We have to keep pushing. We have to keep trying to reach that audience. But then also, like, there's this idea about doing the freelance stuff. You know, the podcast I did about that tweet from Cody Wander, where he's like, don't wait, just go do it. You know, like, yes, I want to do it. I want to break free from like my normal routine and the kind of work I'm doing now. And I want to like just jump all in on creating videos, editing videos. I finally figured it out. I finally had that epiphany at 38, almost 39. This is what I want to do for the rest of my life. But the problem where I have the issue is because, you know, when you think about like starting your own, you know, business and things like that, there's so many variables that come along with it that like, I just kind of hit this point where I just like hit like a brick wall, because I'm like, fuck, like what? Okay. How do I start? Like where do I go? What do I do? Oh my God. Like, you know, do I register the business? Do I just start taking clients and doing like, you know, small little jobs? Like, what do you like, how do you do all this? And so the problem that I have is that all these thoughts just completely take over my mind. I get confused. I get lost. I don't know what to do. And then I just, those ideas, they're like fun ideas, but they just kind of drift off to the side, and I go back to my daily job, and I just do my daily job, my daily routine, because I don't know like where to go. I know that I have some talent. I'm not sitting here saying like I'm the shit. Like, I know exactly, because there's a lot to learn, like, especially with my camera. It's a very complex camera, and part of that, I got it on purpose so that I can learn it. And I'm happy to say that pretty much all of our videos now that we're shooting when we're doing them together are on that camera, and I'm shooting it manually. So I have to adjust the aperture. I have to adjust the ISO, the exposure, and all that. And I love that. I love that I've embraced that. So I need to continue to learn that. I know that as a video editor, I'm not great at it, but I think I'm pretty decent and there's room for improvement. So as we keep making videos and we keep trying to do different videos with different formats, it'll challenge me to edit it a little bit differently as opposed to how we just started, which was a GoPro in the center of my windshield of my car. So there's all these things, you know, being here in Virginia, I want to get out of here so bad. You know, I have a commute where I drive 70 miles round trip every day. Drives me nuts. I think if I was in any other lesser populated state where the traffic wasn't just absolutely horrendous, it probably would be slightly less of a problem because I actually like to drive. I like being on the road, which is probably why this channel, when we reach the right amount of subscribers where we can afford to go full time and go on the road with it, it won't be a problem traveling because I love to travel. So that's not the issue. It's being trapped in a car in rush hour traffic. You know, that's the hang up for me. I'm ready for like new challenges, but I can't just give all that up now because I'm not really ready to. Well, I feel like I'm ready to take the next step, but I don't know the steps to take those next steps. And because I don't know that, I freeze, I stop, and nothing happens. And then, you know, I will sit on my couch, zone out, put on YouTube, and just do nothing. Many days, I've come home, I've sat on the couch, and I just pass out. Pass out in the middle of the day. Wake up in like 2 or 3 hours before I'm actually supposed to go to bed, and then I can't fall asleep for a little while. And there's so many other things that really don't apply to what I talk about here, like, you know, other things that are going on. That, you know, there's a number of things. And I'm just trying to like figure everything out. So I know what I want to do. I don't necessarily know all the steps to take to do the things that I want to do, but I know what I want to do now. I finally have that figured out. It's no longer a mystery. And I think what it comes down to is, it's a total lack of confidence. And that's a dangerous territory because people can, you know, look at you and say, man, that guy, he's cool or whatever. Or if you are a creator, they might look at your work and say, wow, that's a really cool creator. But if they find out you lack that confidence, man, they look at you different. And it's very vulnerable of me to even put this out because there are people that may click on this that might have thought, you know, that guy, he can do a cool podcast or he can make a cool video, but wow, he doesn't believe in himself. What a loser. What a jabroni. These are the things that go on in my mind. So we're at like almost 15 minutes of what I feel like is rambling, and I know I've covered some ground here. But before I get out of here, I just want to say thank you to everybody who is even hearing this and is still this far in the podcast, because that tells me, wow, you actually like listened to what I said. I appreciate that. Thank you. And I know it's not easy because I haven't, you know, really uploaded anything. And I want to do more. I want to do more of the podcast. I have an idea for a YouTube channel, like to pretty much replace my personal one. Although I'll never delete that one. I mean, I kind of like having a channel where I can just, you know, pretty much bullshit on it. Like I don't have to worry about, am I hitting the right niche? But I have an idea for a second channel that can kind of piggyback off of what Larry and I are doing so that, you know, when that time comes, when I can build up a following on our channel together, and I can build up the following on this channel that I want to do. I mean, I could potentially go full time on it. And that's all I want. I just want that chance to be seen, to be heard, for somebody to look at that and say, okay, yeah, that's good stuff. I'm gonna sub to that. I'm gonna check it out. And just get out of my normal routine. There's a lot of stuff going on over here. It's a lot to unpack. And if I unpacked everything, we'd be here for probably over an hour, maybe 2 hours. So I'm not going to do that. But I'm just going to thank you for being here and just say, this is the podcast. This is the update. Because this podcast, much like my solo YouTube channel, doesn't have like a hard and fast formula or format, rather. I just talk about what's on my mind. And that's what was on my mind. Thank you for listening. I truly appreciate it. Thank you.